I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:05 on Monday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. I wanted to mention that Sammy Hagar has a movie coming out.
Someone just wrote in about that.
That's funny. Well, I got a letter from his wife. Because I never talked to him directly. She channels everything. And they were inviting all of us, actually, to the... they're doing a friends and family only showing at the Sweetwater. That is on a weeknight. So there was no way that we could go. But she said, Sammy also asked me to ask you if you would mind mentioning on the air for the actual release of the movie December 5th in theaters across the U.S. So it's called Red Till I'm Dead.
Is it a documentary?
Yeah, is it bio stuff?
It is a, you know, I'm not exactly positive. It says captured live from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. It's apparently it's about his rock and roll birthday bash. And I'm not sure if it's just about this particular one or if it's a conglomeration of all of them.
When does the movie come out?
December 5th. You going to see it?
Well, if I can see it ahead of time, I'll review it.
Oh, yeah. You should totally
you should
do
that. You want to go to this...
When is that
screening? I don't know. You know what? I'll
message her and see if I can make it. I'll join you so I can review it. Maybe Tommy can come too so he can review it as well.
That'd be perfect.
Oh, fellow musician.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Considering he is the best jazz drummer in the world.
In the world.
Oh, see, Tommy's got a title now. He hangs out with Hooman.
Jesus.
Gotta give him something. Anyway, December 5th, if you love Sammy Hagar and his music, and it looks like there's some kind of documentary live show that's getting released. All right, in the trash today, it's Monday, so we do the album charts. On Fridays, the new music comes out, and then a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything did. And so we're going to start with, I guess we'll count these up. At number 10 is Ed Sheeran's Divide. That's back in the top 10, Vinny, for like the last 2 years. Oh, and a new song. Turn this up.
This isn't a new one. This
well, is... a new for me. Oh, I do know this. That's been love, and I say hallelujah. I just didn't hear that part before, I guess. In the shape of my mom.
Because you wanted to, you were getting ready to howl. Is that it?
Ow! Yep. Is this the verse that has that?
No, I don't. No. I couldn't find where Bryn put that.
All right. Well, Ed Sheeran sold another 36,000 copies to have the number 10 record on the charts, Divide. Post Malone's Stony sold 40,000 copies, good for 9th place. Coming in at number 8, debuting in 8th place, 43,000 copies of Kid Rock's Sweet Southern Sugar. Good job, Hooman!
Way to go, Hoomie.
I think this is the best song on his album.
I like it.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it too. Another new album debuts in 7th place. Kelsea Ballerini, she beat Kid Rock by 1,000 sales. 44,000 copies of Unapologetically. All right.
That's Kelsea Ballerini?
Kelsea Ballerini.
Huh. We hadn't heard that one before.
No, we hadn't.
And what do you think?
I like it.
She's a country girl, right? Like,
she
I don't
is.
Understand. That doesn't seem super country.
Oh, it doesn't?
Not really.
I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole album.
It's okay.
I wouldn't push play on this at home, but it's not bad.
No, it's certainly not offensive.
We all have different, you know, likes and stuff.
Another country artist at number 6, Kenny Chesney, sold 52,000 copies of Live in No Shoes Nation.
It's Taylor.
Oh, this is you did play this one.
Yeah.
This is when she comes out on stage. So we're not going to hear Kenny Chesney.
Well,
we
could.
You're a big Taylor fan.
Taylor's good. Mm.
At number 5 is 21 Savage, Offset, and Metro Boomin.
Huh?
All together to do a record called Without Warning, 56,000 copies. debuting in fourth place and fresh off being named People's Sexiest Man Alive 2017, Blake Shelton, Texoma Shore.
This is the best song on his album. It's called At the House.
He is?
Uh-huh. According to Gossip Cop, and I believe him. So he debuted in fourth place, 63,000 copies of Texoma Shore, and People Magazine has just named him Sexiest Man Alive.
What do you think?
I don't think he's the sexiest man alive.
Who would you have nominated if you could?
Not Blake Shelton.
She all likes right. Henry Cavill.
Well, well, that's a non-answer.
I do like him.
I don't know who right now, though, is... Like the,
who's on your man wall?
Just pick anyone you want.
Pick someone on your wall.
Pretty much
no,
anyone.
They're
all
sexy
guys. And hot. If you could just say
on my wall.
Well, okay, so I'll pick Selma Hayek.
You will?
You don't think she's one of the hottest women
she's
alive?
Hot. I didn't know she was in your top five of all time.
I'm gonna say
you
Mandingo.
Like
sexiest man alive.
Sophia Vergara, you like?
I would nominate her just as easy.
So more than Selma.
Just throw a name out there. It's no big deal.
I don't.
We're not going to put it in stone.
She's going to say Henry Cavill.
No, Jax from. What's the name of
Sons of Anarchy.
All right.
Sons of Anarchy. Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
What about you?
Have
you too? Same thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I mean, I like the first person.
So
I
Blake
put
Shelton
on
is
wall.
Not on the top for you.
No, I'm going to put Liev Schreiber as number one for me right now.
Whoa.
I know. I like his dopey face.
Yeah, he's got
and his
dopey
gorilla
face.
Walk.
Yeah.
This gorilla walk.
Anyway, Blake Shelton's new record, Texoma Shore, debuted in fourth place. In third place is the Chris Brown record. This is after the first full week of sales. 45 songs on the album, Heartbreak on a Full Moon, and it sold 73,000 copies. You love this song.
I just think it's so funny. Makes me smile.
Juicy booty. Juicy booty tonight.
I like it too.
It's him and R. Kelly. It's just funny that they're together and they're singing about this.
About juicy booties?
Yeah.
Booty, booty, boo, booty. All right. That's enough of that. the new Maroon 5 record, Red Pill Blue, debuted in second place. 122,000 copies. Julia Michaels?
Yeah.
So congratulations, Maroon 5. They got second place with their new record. And your new number one record... until next week when Taylor Swift basically takes over all 10 spots, is Sam Smith. The new Sam Smith is your new number one. 185,000 copies.
Get out of here.
Of The Thrill of It All. No! This is Hooman loves this song.
This beat Maroon 5?
By 65,000 copies.
Wow. Oh, my.
I know. People love him, though, and that last record sold a kajillion copies. Congratulations, Sam Smith. It's too early to say how many copies Taylor Swift is going to sell. One report says she sold 700,000 copies of Reputation on day one last Friday. Another said it was a lot bigger and that she sold 800,000 copies on iTunes in its first hour. So, I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out how she did next week. But her record company is saying she's going to sell 2 million copies this week.
I had a friend who had to wait, like, I guess the servers were... inundated. She had to wait 3 hours and she was like
losing
Rachel?
Her.
Yeah, it was Rachel. She was like, why isn't this downloading? So.
Where's Rachel?
It's Rachel. You still talk to Rachel a lot.
Yeah, we talk.
I knew it'd be Rachel because you've said before what a huge Taylor Swift fan she is.
She is, yeah.
Did she freak out over her performance on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I didn't talk to her about that.
Well, that was an excuse to talk to her. Huh. Text her right away.
All right.
Eminem.
And then she's coming to town. When is that date?
Rachel's coming
Taylor.
To town.
No,
Taylor is. Damn it, Uzi, I put it aside. Let me see if I can find it. Probably not. Oh, here it is. Got it.
Here we go.
May 12th at Levi Stadium. And if you register at TaylorSwiftTix.com, I guess, you may get an early shot at tickets.
How's that going to work with that curfew there?
She's going to
have to end her
10,
show at 10. Yeah.
I miss you and Rachel together.
Right. Me too.
No, you don't.
I do.
Yeah, we do. You guys are a good couple.
I liked you guys together.
Yeah, you two are good together.
Time for the Eminem song. New single, Walk on Water. It features Beyonce. Still no...
You didn't know Rachel.
You don't know what I know. He seemed happy with her, and he really wanted to, you know...
She ruined the moment, though.
She didn't, though. She, I agree. All he had to do was still do it.
No, no, you don't want to force it.
Kiss me right
he
now?
Wasn't.
You should have jumped
in. I don't want to pull a Harvey Weinstein.
Am I talking about him or to him?
Both. All of it.
About. I'm not here. About to run out.
He wasn't forcing it.
Yeah, I wasn't forcing it.
Right.
I didn't force it, yeah.
You weren't.
I know.
If anything, you were actively backing away.
Yeah,
from
I
it.
Mean, you didn't force it, but she was like, are you going to kiss me? Like, please.
Yeah,
is that what that meant?
Yeah right
that
here.
Was your chance to just get in there.
Which, could you play the song while we're doing it? Man, you're just asleep on
which
the job.
Song?
Childish
you know
Gambino.
Oh, I don't have that one ready.
Oh,
no, that was a brand
please.
No.
I'm not going to play
boom?
That. I'll be booing myself there.
Right.
Man.
Anyway. Right. Okay. You're saying.
I yeah, just don't want to, you know, if you guys are having fun.
We're not. I'm not having fun.
Oh. Well, if Vinny's having fun, I don't want to get in the way.
You know. Be nice if he would be happy.
I'm happy. Look at me. Yeah. Over-delivered this morning.
You're amazing. Eminem has released his new single, Walk on Water. It's featuring Beyonce. There is still no official release date for the album. Everybody seems to think it's this Friday. He also performed the song at the MTV Europe Music Awards last night with Skylar Grey filling in on the Beyonce part.
All right.
So here you go. Yeah, you had to take some...
Yeah, I had to bleep it. This is the second verse. I thought the second verse was better
okay,
than the first.
New Eminem, Walk on Water.
He's writing in the background.
Eh, it's not for me.
Yeah, this is not...
I'm not that into it.
That's typical,
there'll be some
Eminem.
Stuff. There'll be some stuff on there that
I'm
you'll
sure.
be into. This one is just, he slowed it down because...
She sounds great.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
It's distracting that he's like breathing and going, uh-huh.
Yeah, I never in like
in the
that
background.
When people do that.
But that's the thing. Anyway, Eminem, Walk on Water. I get looks like it could be this Friday. Let's see. What else? Oh, my God. This is the Stevie Nicks book.
Okay.
So I'm reading this morning. And listen, I'm actually not a huge... Thank you, Human.
Sure.
I'm not a huge Stevie
oh,
Nicks
now
fan.
You find a song. Now you find a
she
song.
She prepared me.
I did. I told him. Grab Rhiannon.
Grab Childish Gambino forevermore.
Oh,
just have it handy.
It's a daily reminder. I need daily reminders.
There's a new book called Gold Dust Woman, the biography of Stevie Nicks. A guy named Stephen Davis wrote it.
All right.
And it's in it, they talk a lot about Lindsey Buckingham's abusive relationship with her. So Lindsey Buckingham is the guitar player for Fleetwood Mac, but they went to school in San Mateo.
Oh, that's where I grew up.
I know.
Oh, really?
They met in high school in San Mateo, California.
Huh.
They were in a band called Fritz and decided to move to Los Angeles and launch a career as a duo in 1971.
Really?
Yes.
Because I thought those two connected at a much later date. The story from Iovine's little bio...
Defiant Ones?
The Defiant mm-hmm. Ones is that she was with Iovine for a couple years there.
Maybe it was later in the 70s.
And this was in LA. Oh, maybe it was.
Possibly. So basically, she says she hustled. And when they moved down to LA, she made rent, she cleaned houses, waited tables. And he said, Lindsey Buckingham said, I can't work. I got to devote myself to music full time. And so he'd spend all day lounging around smoking hash with his friends. She said, I'd come in every day and have to step over these bodies. I'm tired. I'm picking up their legs and cleaning under them and emptying out ash trays. Then in 1973, she was 25 years old, and she and Lindsey Buckingham were posing for the cover of their first album called Buckingham Nicks. The record label had asked them to look sexy, and Stevie Nicks was... already feeling self-conscious. She had like a, you know, kind of a flowy white blouse on. And the photographer said, let's get that blouse off. Take off your top. And she was like, no, she didn't want to do it. And Buckingham lost it. He said, don't be an effing child. This is art. And made her take the top off. So she's now 69 years old and has had 40.
Is that the picture everyone saw on the cover of the album?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen the cover of the Buckingham Nicks first solo album. Anyway, she felt violated after that.
Sure.
And when their debut bombed, she almost quit music. But then a year or two later, they got a call from Mick Fleetwood, who wanted them to join Fleetwood Mac. And of course, that would launch them to superstardom. When they first joined the band...
She did. They're both shirtless on this album cover.
Oh, is that... Let me see. Turn it around. Is that...
Top?
I do. Her boob is not showing, though. It's like behind his big head of hair.
Right.
Oh. Huh.
But she's got no shirt on.
Yeah.
Mick Fleetwood says, when they first joined the band, Lindsay had control over Stevie Nicks. And very slowly, he began to lose control, and he didn't like it. When their first album with the band, Fleetwood Mac, came out in 1975, it was a big hit. He was jealous. He didn't like that Stevie Nicks songs, Rhiannon and Landslide, about their fading romance, apparently, were the biggest hits. They eclipsed Lindsey Buckingham's own songs. And then when Rumors came out, which I think is still like one of the best-selling albums of all time... he criticized her writing and told her that she needed him to make her song sound halfway decent. She said he was hijacking her music and told her mom that her now ex had gotten physical. I guess they had a fight. He threw her down to the floor. Then when they were touring, he tried to trip her on stage.
What?
And would imitate her moves on stage, like kind of mocking her. And while she was singing Rhiannon, he stopped playing and tried to kick her. The rest of the band was shocked. But only Christine McVie confronted him about it. He says he doesn't remember it. He's been asked about it.
He doesn't remember getting confronted, or he doesn't remember this behavior?
He doesn't remember this behavior.
Oh, really?
She continued to play with Fleetwood Mac even after... She launched her own record label, put out her own number one album, Belladonna, in 1981. And she would grit her teeth as she and Buckingham would pretend to kiss after performing Landslide on tour. I guess that... Excuse me, I'm choking on my own spit. In 1987, he slapped her in the face and bent her backward over the hood of his car, put his fingers around her neck, and started to choke her. Stevie said, I thought he was going to kill me. And this time the band did stand up to him.
So the album Belladonna, which is her first solo, is the one that she does Stop Dragging My Heart Around, which is with Tom Petty. Yeah. And that's the story that Iovine talks about. Her doing the solo album doing that song with Tom Petty for her solo album. So that must be... He must have come in after Lindsey Buckingham.
That's 81 that came out. So anyway, this new book, it's called Gold Dust Woman, and it's the biography of Stevie Nicks by Stephen Davis. And I just thought, ooh, there's some juicy little tidbits in that book.
What a jerk.
I know. Well, and it's funny because all the sexual harassment stuff that we're constantly being bombarded with, it's like...
I don't recognize any of the songs from this solo album other than Stop Dragging My Heart Around, though.
Oh, they say it was a big hit. What else were they?
Belladonna, Kind of Woman, Stop Dragging My Heart, Think About It, After the Glitter Fades, Edge of 17.
Oh, that's The Edge of 17.
Is that a hit?
Yeah.
How Stole My Love, Leather and Lace.
Oh, Leather and Lace. Give to me your leather, take from me my lace. That had a bunch of hits on it.
Huh, all right.
That's my Stevie Nicks impersonation,
Outside
by the way.
The Rain and The Highwayman.
Yeah, I don't know those.
That's Belladonna.
Although
all right.
I bet you some of those you'd probably recognize. You just don't know the title.
Yeah.
Right. All right, that's going to do it. Vinny, I'm sorry, Hooman, I didn't get to the Weekend Update jokes.
No problem.
Yeah, good job getting them for me. I'm sorry I didn't use them.
Thanks,
Hooman,
Sarah.
Wow.
Thanks,
what a
everyone.
Job today. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Spending time with family during the holidays, how much time you spend in the bathroom, sleeping in the winter, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your chance to win a full... Thanksgiving dinner from Whole Foods Market. This is our favorite week of the year. We give away Thanksgiving dinner. So be listening. It's all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Your chance to win a full turkey dinner with all the sides from Whole Foods Market.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Trans Let me get this right. Transgender Awareness Week.
Oh.
What is that, you ask? Transgender Awareness Week is a time for transgender people and their allies to take action and bring attention to the community by educating the public and advancing advocacy around the issues of prejudice, discrimination, and violence that transgender people face. You can go to GLAAD's website to get more info. And I wanted to give this a couple good mentions.
Yeah.
It's all week. I'm not going to do it every day of the week, but I thought certainly worth giving it some good mentions here in the beginning of the week. Here's what's happening. The 49ers won over the weekend.
That's a Yay. Miracle, everyone.
Yeah. So we got a win.
It's great. So we're 1-8?
Yeah.
Yeah. While we're at it, Colin Kaepernick, not playing for the Niners or anyone else,
right,
has been named 2017 Citizen of the Year by GQ Magazine.
Wow.
So he may be unemployed. He may not have been heard from in a long time. It doesn't seem to be. In fact, he didn't speak to them for the article.
Oh.
So here's the cover.
I'll take it.
Did
Thank
I just
you.
Radnitch you? Is that not, what you're
no,
telling
not
me?
No, not at all. I had it. I didn't get to it. My trash day is done, Vinny.
Kaepernick, 30, did not speak to the magazine for an on-the-record interview, but did pose for photographs.
Oh.
He gave them the numbers to some friends if they wanted to talk to his friends about how he feels. I guess because he's writing his own book, he feels like he should keep his story to himself.
Yeah.
But Citizen of the Year, Colin Kaepernick, everybody.
I think they named Gal Gadot a Citizen of the Year as well. Like
That's
they did
correct.
A girl and a guy. So Wonder Woman is also a Citizen of the Year.
Great. The holidays are right around the corner.
They are.
In fact, next week is Thanksgiving, which I think that officially kicks off
I agree.
The season, wouldn't
Feels
you say?
Feels like the right point to start everything at.
I most definitely felt like my season kicked off when we made Christmas cards for, is it Jacob?
Jacob Thomas.
Young Jacob.
Thompson.
Thompson. I posted his address on my Facebook page. And I've actually had quite a few people. So he's the young man who has cancer. He's like 9. He's had it for 4 years. And his parents are saying that this may be his last Christmas, even if he even gets there.
It, right.
So they wanted Christmas cards sent to help pick up his spirits. And my family made some and I left the address up. A lot of people have commented on that Instagram post saying, we sent some too. And in one case, just, I want to say it was over the weekend, a whole class made them. And they even tagged me in the photo of all the cards that they made. Here it is. Super proud of our kids. We made Christmas cards for Jacob Thompson during all 3 services today. Thank you, Vin, for the great idea. These will go in the mail tomorrow. And it's just a bunch of kids' Christmas cards.
That's so great.
So that helped.
I'm sure that they're filling trucks with the stuff for him.
In my little post, I was like, you know what? That little guy made my season. It's already kicked off my holidays. But normally it is next week. And as we get ready to kick off the season, I thought the story was timely.
Okay.
Would you be willing to give up gifts just to spend time with your family over the holidays?
Yes.
You would?
Absolutely.
That's because we got the stuff we need, though.
You know, it's true. And as
would
adults, you don't even
yeah,
want
right.
any. Right. Not maybe not a little kid, but...
Yeah, a kid would not do that.
Yeah, a kid wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, 60% of Americans say they'd be willing to give up gifts completely just to spend time with their family.
That's what it's about.
You tell a little kid, hey, we're going to go see grandma, but no gifts. She'll be like, no, let's stay here.
Well, if we stay here and have gifts, then no grandma.
Yeah,
okay,
all right.
Totally
I'm okay
fine
with
that.
That.
It's unbelievable how just, they just lay it out there.
Well, they want their stuff.
Yeah, well.
They've got their wish list.
They don't know. Time is short.
I know.
It's one of the weirdest things to come to grips with. When you're young, time goes so slow. And I remember feeling like everything takes forever to get to. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a date out in front of you, you're dying to get to whatever it is. Christmas, for
right.
example.
That's never going to get here.
Man, yeah. slower than Moses. Come on!
I think that's why they have things like the advent calendar that you get to, you know, every night you get to open up one little door, or those remember those chains you used to make like out of green and red construction paper, and
yeah,
you'd take one off every like in school or
I don't remember
whatever.
What they were about, but was that
they
it?
Were the countdown.
Okay.
Every day you got to take off
that.
A link. Yeah. Only this much chain left until, you know, just because kids can't. It's just so hard. Like,
are
for us,
yet?
Like,
are
our day-to-day business just sort of takes over our life. And so even though you might be looking forward to something, it doesn't, it's not your only thing to think about. So it's easier for adults.
Another thing about the gifts, people were asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to find the right gifts for everyone that they think it's easier to cook an entire holiday meal that everyone loves than to find the right gifts for all of them.
It's true. And you feel like, I feel like as I get toward the end of my list, like I don't even, like it doesn't feel like a joyous giving thing. It feels like I got to get this. You wind up picking something that you know in your heart sucks and they're just going to either re-gift it or chuck it. And you're like, I don't care. My duty is done.
Mm-hmm. I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but you know, kids, when you see the amount of stuff that kids get and all the just little toy plastic things that are already trash, they're already trash.
Right.
Like the kid gets it. It's cute. It's neat. It's thoughtful that someone got your kid something, but you just go, she's never going to play with that. Mm. That's just going to be trash.
Or once and done.
Yeah. Or once mm-hmm. and done. And I just, oh God.
You know, kids like
the amount of
boxes.
Trash we generate.
I know.
Over the holidays, over things that just won't be a thing.
I remember my parents got like a new washer and dryer, and they came in these big boxes, like when I was just a kid. And we must have played with those freaking, like we cut
sure.
a door in them, and you know, I had like a sleeping bag in there. Like it was like your little Ford, and they're just, you know, that's the toy I remember from my childhood.
The box.
You know, I love that box. It was a real bad day
I
when the thing finally,
that box is
finally
classic.
Fell apart. You know, you love it. It's awesome.
I love that box.
I loved that box.
Good job.
Thank you.
According to a new survey, the average man spends a year of his life in the bathroom.
Oh, is that all?
It's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like between all the things like the shower and all the other things you got to do in there and
52
feels like it would add up faster.
52 total days of shaving, 97 days showering, and 112
pooping,
sitting on the toilet,
and peeing, I guess, too.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It takes time. You still have to be in there.
The survey also found 9% of men like posing in front of the mirror when they're alone in the bathroom.
Well, everybody does that, don't they?
Well, yeah, you want to see what you got.
Yeah, I like being in the mirror. Hey, you.
You still got it.
If I stand up straight.
In the right light.
And flex my gut muscle, I still look like I used to look.
All right,
but as soon as I stand normal, I'm like, what the
Well,
hell?
Don't stand in front of the mirror when you're doing that.
God, I am a dad body. How did this happen?
Well, you became a dad.
Right.
Sheesh. Oh, and you're not kidding.
If men spend a year of their lives in the bathroom, what do women spend, 4 years?
Yeah.
Does it say?
It doesn't.
Oh, it's just a man thing.
It's just a man. Yeah, it says, in fact, so we don't know if women spend more or less time in the bathroom.
Let's take a wild guess.
More. Probably. There's lots of lotion rubbing, but it's all for good cause.
Sure. We got hair to do. You got makeup to put on.
There is an extreme difference between the two.
Yep.
And in a very good way, in my opinion. Is winter the best season for sleeping?
I feel like it is.
The answer is yes, absolutely. Yeah. According to a new survey, the majority of Americans say they sleep more in the winter than any other season.
Well, it's cold, it's dark early.
And they get better sleep.
Yeah. You're not overheating in
than
the
any other
night.
Time. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's dark, it's cold. And for people who have weather outside, I think you even feel more hunkered in and sleep even better.
If you had to shovel a driveway or something, you're super tired, you're ready for bed.
The best sleep I got in my life was in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, is that so?
Something about the rain and no stress made it real easy. The survey also found 77% of people say the extra time in bed leads to more getting it on.
Oh.
Good news.
Well, that's great news.
There's a 74-year-old guy in far west Utah named Wayne Winters. His wife, Deanne, has been on a dialysis for the past 2 years and needed a kidney to survive. So about a month ago, Wayne decided to stop waiting around.
Uh-oh.
No, uh-oh.
He didn't go steal one?
He didn't go murder someone and take their
no,
kidney?
No, guys, oh, okay, great. Come on.
All right, what's...
He made himself a sandwich board sign begging someone to donate a kidney, and he walked the streets wearing it every day.
Oh, my goodness.
It worked.
Oh.
The local news picked up his story. People started calling him, and he managed to find someone willing to donate. And on Sunday, Deanne got her transplant, and she's recovering now.
Wow. So someone was a match.
Wayne says he's not
done.
That's amazing. He says he's going to keep walking around trying to find more people willing to donate their kidneys for more people who desperately need them.
There are a lot of people on those wait lists. Yeah.
He says, quote, think about it. We could start a kidney revolution, and that would be so great.
Well, you only need one.
And you wouldn't, unless it like directly affects you, you wouldn't think the world needs a kidney revolution,
right.
But
apparently you do.
Well, we've all got these causes that are so, you know, the ones that hang right out in front of our face seem huge. And as soon as you start to
spread that out,
people are like, what now? Huh?
Right.
I'm going to skip that one. Oh, here is a good one. You love your food, Sarah.
Oh, so much, Vinny.
The website Thrillist just released a list of all 50 states ranked by their food.
Oh, like who's got the best food?
Yep.
It's got to be New York is number one.
The rankings are based on... They're based on three guys' opinions, not any data or numbers.
Oh.
So this is all subjective.
And Thrillist had these guys report back to them after going to all 50 states and
their
eating
their picks
the food.
For the 10 states with the best food. Are you said New York?
Well, now
third
that it's...
Third place.
Oh.
Well, now that it's subjective, it's not going to be New York. It's going to be... Some small town, I bet.
Nope.
No, it's states. Just states. I'll say California is number one.
Number one.
Yay!
California. Texas.
Texas.
New York. Yep.
Oh, I wonder if it's like the barbecue there or something.
Must be.
Yeah.
They didn't say what specifically they
nope.
liked.
Louisiana, Tennessee. Those are both barbecues, right? Mm-hmm. Oregon.
Oh. What has Oregon got?
I don't know. I mean.
I'm
not really
other
sure.
Other than the usual fare. What about Massachusetts?
They did have the best coffee for enemas, though, in Oregon,
they
right?
They do. They grow the best enema coffee. That's true.
Yeah.
I would think some
right,
New
women?
England, some New England right. state would be on there because of the fresh seafood.
Yeah.
Nothing? No Maine? No?
Illinois, Washington, Pennsylvania, North Carolina? Nope.
Yeah. Surprised.
Bottom of the list, Idaho.
Oh.
Oh, no, sorry. West Virginia.
Oh. So they, what a fun job that must have been to go and
really
eat
would you
in
like
all
that?
50 yeah, you kidding me? That's your job? What does it pay? What? Get to go to all 50 states and eat food, and that's the job.
Well, I mean, I guess you get to write off all the food and the travel.
Yeah,
but I bet it doesn't pay a lot because that survey. I mean, there it is. We read it,
and now that's the end
on
of
to
that.
The next thing.
Yeah, and I don't know if Thrillist pays,
right.
You know, for stories.
Our text numbers, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
One of my favorite albums, Buckingham Nicks.
Oh, how funny.
Have you ever even heard it?
I don't believe that I have been.
650 says, I think they went to Menlo Atherton High School.
Oh, are you familiar with that, Hooman?
I am familiar, yeah. That's the when I was, so when I went to Sarah High School in 1988. And when I went, I think it was $2,500 a year, which at that time, you know, was fairly expensive.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Menlo Atherton at that time, I think, was like
$13,000. Oh,
like,
my
you
God.
Had to, you had to be super wealthy. That school is so expensive.
Oh.
I don't know if it's.
408 says, when my friends and I bought tickets for Sam Smith's upcoming tour, it came with a free copy of The Thrill of It All as a CD.
Oh.
I wonder if that contributed to his first week sales.
I bet it did.
That's a move that Prince pulled one mm-hmm. time. He dropped his album for free.
If you bought the tickets to a show.
I want to say it was in England or I don't know where, I don't know how that went down. But anyway, it's a move.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that counted or not. But
well, if he moved him in the first week, then I bet it did count.
Menlo Atherton is $45,000 this year.
For a high school?
For a high school.
That's high school?
Is that more than Berkeley?
Yes. Significantly more.
That's more than Berkeley?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, including room and board.
It was always expensive.
Oh, Atherton, though, right?
Right.
Atherton.
But, you know.
Your Richie's down there in Atherton.
It's not cheap.
Nope, 45,000.
Well, keeps out the riffraff, right, Richie's? Come on.
I'm saving for college for my kid, but oof.
Yeah, well, if you made money, that's nothing.
Well, I'm not at all.
But if you were.
I guess. Mm. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.